How can I know if I am being called to preach? A presentation of God Questions Ministries. There is no doubt that preaching is a noble calling, and one which is far more important to God than it is to most people. Preaching is not simply a time filler in the worship service, nor is it the sharing of personal experiences, no matter how emotional. Nor is it a well-organized talk, complete with PowerPoint displays, designed to give a series of steps to a better life. Preaching, as the Apostle Paul records, is the vehicle by which the life-giving truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ is conveyed. The words of the preacher are to be faithful to the word of God, which is the power unto salvation for everyone who believes, Romans 1 verse 16. Paul's admonition to the young pastor Timothy was, "In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, I give you this charge. Preach the word," 2 Timothy 4 verses 1 and 2. So there is no doubt the preaching of the word is of primary importance to God. So must it be for anyone considering entering the ministry as a preacher. But how can one be sure he is called to preach? First, there are the subjective indicators. If a man has the burning desire within him that cannot be denied, that is a good indication of a calling by God. The Apostle Paul and the Old Testament prophet Jeremiah experienced the same desire. Paul said, "Yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." 1 Corinthians 9 verse 16. To be compelled to preach means to be driven onward by an irresistible and undeniable compulsion to do so. Jeremiah described it as a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 verses 8 and 9, that could not be stifled. Trying to hold it back made him weary. Second, there are objective indicators of God's calling to preach. If the response to early efforts at preaching are positive, this is a good indication that the prospective preacher has the gift of didacticos, the gift of teaching from the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 4 verse 11. Every preacher must first and foremost be a teacher of God's word, conveying it in a clear and concise manner and making personal application to the hearers. The church leadership are usually the best determiners of whether a man has this gift. If they are agreed that he does, the prospective preacher should then be examined by the leadership as to his character, as outlined in the requirements for elders in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus chapter 1, for every preacher is also an elder. These two affirmations by the church are another indication of God's calling. Finally, the whole process should be bathed in prayer every step of the way. If God is truly calling a man to preach, he will confirm it in many ways. Seek his face and ask that doors are opened to more opportunities and more confirmations, both internal and external. Ask also that doors will close if it is not his will to continue. Take heart in the fact that God is sovereignly in control of all things and will work all things together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Romans 8 verse 28. If he has called you, that call will not be denied. This has been a presentation of God Questions Ministries, www.godquestions.org.